Okay, the last two Se'ifim over here in Resh Pei Vav are a little bit different in content than those that we've discussed up until now, and they deal with the residence requirement, I guess we could call it. How long does a person have to live in a certain place before he's hired in a mezuzah? So in Chaf Beis, we'll begin. Hasocher Bayis. Hasocher Bayis Bechutzo La'aretz. Behadar Bepundak. Be'eretz Yisrael Potam Mezuzah. Until when? Shloshim Yom. So if you rent a home in Chutz La'aretz, or you live in a pundak in Eretz Yisrael, you're potter from mezuzah for 30 days. After 30 days, both of those places would be chayiv. We don't yet know what a pundak is.
It's like boondock?
No. V'hasocher bayis Eretz Yisrael chayiv b'mezuzah miyad. Mishum Yishov Eretz Yisrael. So based on a well-known Gemara, in order to incentivize Yishov Eretz Yisrael, Chazal made that chiluk, that in Eretz Yisrael, even a rental property is chayiv right away. The theory being that once you put up mezuzah, it's a little bit of a process to be able to take it down and just leave, so therefore people didn't leave so quickly. Then says the Rama, who has in the shoel bias, and even if you're not paying for it, you're just staying there, the same rules will apply as do to the socher. So this is a commonly misunderstood halacha. When you, or maybe just, I don't know, misunderstood is the right word, it's a misquoted halacha. If you notice carefully, the halacha says that there's a chilek between a socher bayis on the one hand and this is unique to socher bayis. What about someone who buys a property would be chayiv right away? There's no 30 day grace period for someone who buys a home and lives in a home. If you buy a home and you move into a home in Chutz La'aretz, you're chayiv right away. The only grace period exists, the 30-day grace period exists, when you're renting in Chutz La'aretz. That doesn't even apply when you're renting in Eretz Yisrael. You rent in Eretz Yisrael, you're chayiv right away. All right, so let's see some of the Nosei Kelim over here. Okay, David, would you do the honors? Could you read us the Shach?
What was the term? Not boondock. It was
pundak.
Pundak.
Yep. Ready? Patam mezuzah?
Yes.
Nice. She'eino nikra adayin dira.
Right. In other words, when you rent, there's a time at which the rental property is considered your residence. When you own something and you move in, it's yours right away. We don't have the same need for the passage of 30 days. Now, having said all of this, there is a very important Pesachei Tshuva over here. Take a look at the Pesachei Tshuva, Adam, since I know how fond you are of the Pesachei Tshuva.
Good sign. Adam Page.
Take a look at Sif Katan Yurches.
Lamed Yom.
We don't have to. Let's start in the middle over there.
Okay.
Vayain. Benachas Tzvi.
Benachas Tzvi.
Nachas Tzvi is his commentary off to the right over there. See that in the margin?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where's this one over here? Okay, right. Shekatavti deha depator memezuza lamed yom. Hainu af imrotze ladurbo kama shanim eno chayav likva.
In other words, you know that you're going to be there for a long period of time, but you're renting. You know you're going to be there for a long period of time. You intend to be there for a long period of time, but you just haven't been there yet 30 days.
Mm-hmm. Signing your lease.
Ah, we're going to get to that. That's the issue.
Isn't that this case?
Kama shanim, yeah, it says that, you know. Right, Shloshim v'delo k'demashma mesudar haga'on melisa.
Mesudar haga'on melisa zal. Ayin sham od b'inyan imkana achakach habayis imavarach shenis. Right, that's a separate question. So he quotes, he refers sort of backhandedly to the sudar of the ga'on melisa, which suggests otherwise, namely, what? That if you're going to take the property for more than 30 days,
yeah, then you only have to do it after.
Meaning knowing at the outset that you're going to take it for an extended period of time, even before the 30 days have elapsed, could be the chayv and mezuzah.
Right. Chayv and mezuzah, not right away though.
Yeah, right away.
No, I said achar.
No, he doesn't hold that way.
Oh, right.
Sounds like he's saying not like that. He said, look at Nachat Tzvi, I wrote not like that. Yeah, and the truth be told, this is not just his opinion, meaning the Gaon Milisa. There are Rishonim that seem to bear out this opinion as well. The Meiri in Maseches Shabbos on Kuf Memches, for one, the Nimuke Yosef in his discussion of Chulin Mezuzah, for another. So there are some who are actually mechayev right away. So let's take a look. We have some time. I don't know if we'll get to the whole thing now, but you guys want to try this nachas tzvi? Do you want to give it a whirl?
Sure. Okay. We're recording. We're live. Okay. Where do we even begin? There doesn't seem to be any sort of nikudim here to separate the SVs from the
Mashma
from the top, baby.
Yeah.
Mashma de af im sachar habayit al shana tmima enokovem zuza adlachar shloshim. Wow. So yeah, so this is the opinion that even if you're there for more than a year, you don't have to kovem until after 30 days. Okay, v'chen.
No, that's the implication.
Right.
That's a simple implication of this halacha. Regardless of how long you intend to be there, or ultimately will be there, until you've been there for 30 days, no requirement of a mezuzah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We all agree with that, right?
Yeah, some of us. Yeah.
Right. Some of us might not agree. Some of us agree.
Just more aware of the simplicity of that.
Right.
V'chen mashma lamed ha brayta.
Mashma de'af im sachar bayis al shana tamima, whole year. Eino kovei mezuzah ad lachar lamed. V'chen mashma lashon.
Lashon. No, I said lamed.
Lashon ha brayta.
Lashon.
You see that little chupchik after the lamed? That shows you that it's a truncated word.
Right, but like lachar
shloshim. Sometimes it could be 30. Yes, you're right. Fair enough.
Right. V'chen mashma lashon habraisa kol shloshim yom pater.
Kol shloshim yom pater, meaning all of the first 30 days you pater. Right. Ulam,
although, however, besidur tefila shel hagaon melisa, he'etik hasocher bait ad shloshim Yom Pater.
Right. In other words, he phrased it a little bit differently. He said what?
He said that the person who's renting
house. Asocher bayis ad shloshim yom pater.
Right.
So now we have a fellow who's socher bayis beyond shloshim yom.
Right, and he's pater.
No, that's the point. According to that reading, he would not be pater. Asocher bayis ad shloshim yom pater. What does that say?
Until 3 days, he's pater.
No. No, you're reading it differently. You're putting the comma in a different place. You're reading it Hasocher bayis, comma, ad shloshim yom pater. This is like the old joke. It's like the old joke. Yes, exactly.
Yesterday.
Yeah. With the war?
There's many examples.
Many examples of it.
With the panda.
Let's eat grandpa versus let's eat grandpa.
Right.
So I heard this for the first time yesterday.
Panda eats, shoots, leaves.
Right.
Eats, shoots, and leaves. Panda eats, shoots, and leaves.
Right.
So depending upon where you put the comma, either the panda eats, shoots and leaves, meaning he eats
the shoots of the bamboo,
right? And no, and L E V E S, or maybe he comes into a place, he eats, and then he shoots up the place, and then he leaves. Right, from where you put the commas, and there are many such examples. The reason why I chose that one is actually the title of a book. A person who was obsessed with punctuation and commas wrote a book called Eats, Shoots, and Leaves.
Was that you?
And you read the book?
Yeah.
Did you write that book?
No, I did not write that. There are two versions. That's the adult version and the kid version. Either one is fine. So let's get back to this.
Okay, so you're saying the reading here is...
No, I'm saying the way you read it was not the way it was intended to be read.
Well, maybe they should use commas, but I'm not sure if that's just
a... Hasocher bayis ad shloshim yom. Pater.
Hasocher, say again?
You're renting house for 28 days, so you're pater.
Oh, until...
But if you're a socher bayis for 35 days,
then you're not.
Then you'd be chayav. The implication is you're chayav right away.
Right.
Mashma, actually, he spelled it out for us in case we didn't appreciate the punctuation that should have been there.
Right.
Mashma
de im sachar al yoter mishloshim chayav miyad.
Chayav miyad. As long as your lease, as you put it, Tavi, if you have a lease from 130 days, you're chayav right away.
Tzechim.
Okay, good. Inachasvi has difficulty with this.
Okay. Loze me'achar de kaimalan de socher eino chayav rak midirbanan achar shloshim mishum de mechazi keshela.
Mechazi keshela. What's the reason why a renter is chayav? It's not really pesecha. We don't say about the renter that it's his.
Right.
You're not technically chayev. He's not chayev because of what the pasuk says. Oh, he's chayev because the rabbi said it doesn't look good. You're basically living there. You're treating it as your own. Put up a mezuzah.
Right. Makes sense. Makes sense.
Okay.
V'achakach b'toch shloshim, within 30 days, delo michzei.
I mean, less than 30 days, we don't have that.
Kishala. Don't believe it's like his.
V'imkain. I think that Rashi Teos is V'imkain.
What did I say?
Something different than that.
That's very possible.
V'imkain, besoch lamed, since within lamed, where it doesn't look like that.
Right. But Shloshim delo mechze kishala, ma chiluk. What's the machlokas here? Yesh im yadurbo gam achar shloshim yom venira de nimshach achar divrei shilteg borim shach.
All right, slow. Getting it. What's it here? In kaim etoch lamed lo mefzi.
Sifikon.
Lo mefzi kishelo ma chiluk yesh im yadurbo gam laachar lamed. In other words, if prior to 30, it doesn't yet look like yours, then who cares that you intend now to stay there beyond 30. The point is that you haven't yet gotten to that point.
Right.
If the 30-day hallmark is what brings about mechzi, then why would I be mechliyot of a mezuzah before then, even though I'm going to be here after 30? That's his question on the...
But by saying it's a Rabbanan, aren't you saying that's different from...
He's saying that's what the Rabbanan required. The Rabbanan said that as of 30 days, begins to look like yours.
I like that question.
You following me?
Yeah, but then if you have...
So then machilak yeshim yidur bo gam lach alamin. V'nira dinimshach achar divri ashach sivkot and chavches. The shach that David read so nicely before, chavches, shekosav hatam da'ad shloshim potter she'inu nikra adayin dira. Like you said, Adam, it's not so much in the... I'm not sure what's humorous about that. It's not so much in the way it appears vis-a-vis me that I'm living there. Ella, it's a din in the place. The place is called Adira. What does that mean? So he flushes that out as well. Dach shloshim pata she'inu nikra adayin dira. I ain't sham. V'ratzalomar...
To have the arai,
meaning the dwelling, the residence, as it were, is temporary.
Right. Which dwelling? Well, up to 30 days.
Up to 30 days. If you're not yet there for 30 days, the space is lacking, as opposed to the other way of looking at it, that it's a den in my act of living. Is it? Right. Are we concerned with my act of dwelling, my act of living, or am I concerned with the space itself?
If it was the space itself,
which is
the rent. If you rent,
that's how do we view this place? Do we view this place as a permanent residence or a temporary residence? Well, if I'm only there for less than 30 days, then I'll say it's like the shach. It's some type of diras arai. It's not going to get a mezuzah. Oh, but if I already sign a lease for 6 months. That I'm showing, even though I haven't been there yet, it is a permanent dwelling of some type.
Yeah.
Okay? And these are the two sides to the equation here. This is what you pointed out.
What's the result of the two sides?
One says you have to put a mezuzah right away, and one says no, only
which,
after two.
Which side is what? Well, the side that says
the
that...
Gaon Milisa...
No, I'm saying...
The Gaon Milisa says if you tend to be there for longer than 30 days... And you know that at the outset, you'd be chayav to put a mezuzah right away.
So if it's on you, then you're chayav right away. If it's on the dwelling, then you're chayav after 30 days?
No, the other way around. If it's a din on you, then until you live there for 30 days.
Okay. So that's really good. What do you mean, until you have the intention to live there for more than 30 days? But it's still on you? I don't
know. No, because it's mechzi. The question is, when did you act in a way that rises to the level of mechzi? Like your house. That's only after you've been there for 30 days.
You can say the same thing about the house itself. Like, when does it become a real house, a real dwelling, after you live there for 30 days?
Okay.
No, but you own that. I mean, it doesn't... Just the conclusions from those two separate things. It's hard to make the conclusion.
Well, if the problem is that it's lacking in kvius, right? So, you're right. There's two ways to get to kvius. Either by living there 30 days... Or signing a lease where I'm showing that right now it's something that I view as more permanent than temporary. I'm treating it with more permanence. It's being held out as being more permanent. I moved all my furniture in on day one. So I don't need to live there for 30 days to show that I'm serious about living here.
Can't you say the same thing about the other case where it's on you?
Merci? Well,
if it depends on the person, then
you haven't done.
If he makes an intention and he signs a lease, he has done.
Okay, I guess you could have.
It's hard to say that each one
is exclusively the way it is. Nachasvi seems to feel that it's not merci until after 30 days. It's the act of actual living, perhaps at the moment. That's what we've seen. Let's try to finish this Nachasvi, if you don't mind, and then maybe tomorrow what we'll do is we'll see a tshuva in Negos Moshe, where he sort of continues with this idea a little bit.
B'tamze isa b'tosfos b'menachos daled mem daled
daf
mem daled v'sham katvu katvu k'mo de amrinan.
And that's humorous because
it's plural.
Good.
And usually people think it's singular.
Right.
I don't know if it's humorous, but.
There was a chuckle.
There was a chuckle.
I got it.
It was like an aha.
Usually there you refer like to us for as and singular. He wrote and, so, and he's making a point obviously to write katsu. Right,
making a point.
As in many tosa fists.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
the ballet tosa.
So he really means that, not what we mean, how we people mistake.
I think we both tosa. Right.
Right.
Right. Just more
more precise.
When you say tosfos as in singular.
It's plural. It is plural.
But if you use singular things on it, that people do that a lot.
Yeah, tosa says.
It's like a book. It's like referring a book.
Not in
says.
Tosfos
in commentaries or just people.
Well, what's talking? The singular?
People in common speech.
Tosfos is plural, but people.
No, what would the singular be? You have to pick out one rabbi.
Says
one of the Balei Tosfos. The Ri says.
Oh, right.
The Ri says Echad Mibalei Tosfos. I don't know. Rabbeinu Tam. The Ri Poras.
Ri Hazaken.
You'd have
it's
to.
Like saying the elders says or.
Right.
You can't say that.
Right.
Okay.
B'sham kasu k'mo darminan v'bava basra dim dar be'ir lamid yom harehu kanchei er. When do you begin to get the rights and privileges and the obligations of the person who lives in the city when you live there 30 days ayin sham,
start paying your taxes.
Exactly, that's really what it's referring to. So when can you be taxed? In Cain, Shapir Omar de im Yoderbo Gam La Achar Lamed, the Lahavi Dira Sarai, Chayav Miyad, the Hog Gamla Inyan Stoka, in Daita, when can you be taxed for the local fund? In Daita Lishtakea, Chayav Miyad, Kedel El, Sun Rishon Vav, Sif Hei. He's explaining, saying, yeah, there's a good precedent for this type of approach. You see over here, when it comes to the Gemara Bava Basra regarding Stoka, you follow? He's showing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but they're saying just now what the like once you live there and you have kvius, then you start paying taxes.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
But now he's saying more than that. Now he's saying, im daito lishtakei achayev miyad.
Right.
Even when you're unsure how long you're going to stay, then we say, okay, well, let's see, is he staying here 30 days or not? But yeah, when he knows right away that he's staying for for a longer period of time, then you have the obligations right away.
Trying,
you're saying
like,
there is precedent.
To determine, like, if a guy's saying, oh, guys, I don't know if I'm going to be here for longer, but then he spends a month there, then, like, well, you're here.
Right,
so
exactly.
We assume you're going to continue.
That's right. But if he says right away, I'm moving in, I'm staying here, then we don't wait 30 days. So he's agreeing that there is precedent for that.
Yeah. So that's all in the Tosfos, the Baal Tosfos, right? This? Or is this his own?
No, he says, V'tamzet ita betosos b'nachos. And it, that's in Menachos. Tosos has such a sore in Menachos. In King Shapir Omar Dim Yoder Bo Gamla Achalamid, the Lahavi Dira Sarai, Chayv Miyad, the Hagamla Nyan Staka. Also, we find in Shulchan Aruch such a loch about Staka. But now, he's saying that's what the Shach makes sense. He's explaining why the Shach makes sense. Aval Be'emes, Deria Shach Tzarech Ian, Kemosha Tama Alav Bechuvas Ma'or Hagola, Rabbeinu Akiva Eger Zatzal, Simon Samachvav. That tells us Lokasu Sham Kane, Rak Lamad the Rotsu Lomar the Socher Chai Midaraisa. Avalamai de Kasu Sham Od Svara, the Midaraisa Lolam Potter, the Beinan Besecha, Didach, Rak Midrabonon, Chayev. Achar Lamad, the Mechzi Kishalo, the Nirmi Divrayam, the Svirle Iker Kisvara Zu. Okay, I think we'll stop here. We'll continue Blineda tomorrow. We'll finish out this Nachosvi. It's not that much more. A few more lines on this page, a few more lines on the next page, and then we'll see how Rav Moshe builds off of this with his tshuva. Okay?
Nice.
I think that's best because see you guys again in the
landscape. When you read the Tosfos,
yeah,
it's one person.
One person, sometimes it's more. You'll know. I mean, there were Balei Tosfos, the most common of the Balei Tosfos, most popular.
Who's the narrative? Sorry.
I think it was Tosfos Shantz. But very often you'll see in the Tosfos it says Omeri or Rinatam, Riporas, or someone
who?
Baal.